that 10 men together, sitting together, if they start to do holy things together as well, the Shekhinah is already there, but if they start to do holy things, there's angels burnt on the table in front of them.
Angels
burnt on the table in front of them, they can't even handle the amount of Kedusha that there's in the room.
That's
so.
Oh. My friends. That's the boost. Shalom
aleichem, tzeis m'shalom. Zat Hashem. So, chevre, we're b'siyata d'shmaya going into Biyam Derkecha.
I wouldn't mess with it.
On Shabbat Kodesh, tvila v'limud b'tzafet d'shabbata. The dipping and the learning b'tzafet d'shabbata on the morning of Shabbat. On page Kuf Ayin Tet. Tvila. This is the preparation to the receiving of the lights of Shabbat morning, is going to the mikveh in the morning. Like the Arizal writes, "Yitbol bebokir b'yom Shabbat," to go to the mikveh on the morning of Shabbat, "Ukidei ukid kidmayon ma shebiyanu la'el," it's like we explained earlier, "Shetzarich litbol bechol erev Shabbat," you have to dip every erev Shabbat, "lafrish min achol," you have to get off the weekday energy off of you, the weekday garments off of you. That's why you go into the mikveh erev Shabbat. Vilidabek bekdushat Shabbat, and that's the first dip, right? The Arizal, we learned this. It says erev Shabbat, you have two dips that you have to do. First dip is to get off of the tomb of the weekday, and the second dip is to go into the Shabbat mode, to put on chalukat harabanan. So he says here, he continues, and he says, like we explained there, same thing here. We want to cling to the sanctity of Shabbat. Ken tzrich ata tfila acheret, but now we need a different dip, the Arizal says. Kefresh gadol yesh ben kedushat leil Shabbat lekedushat yom Shabbat. There's a big difference between the night of Shabbat and the morning of Shabbat, the day of Shabbat. It's a big difference. The day of Shabbat is much holier than the night of Shabbat. Aval achiluku, what's the difference? Be'erev Shabbat, utzrach lidbol bet tvilot achat lafshit bigdei achol me'al nefsho v'asheni lidabek v'lemshir bo kedushat Shabbat. Erev Shabbat, you needed two dips. One to separate yourself from what was during the 6 days of the week, and one to go into Shabbat mode and to bring down the lights of Shabbat. Aval ata baboker yom Shabbat. Now in the morning of Shabbat, all you need is one dip, says the Arizal. All you need is one. Lamshich alav kedusha eliyona, to bring down upon you supernal holiness, supernal kedusha of the day of Shabbat. Ve'enenu mafshit chas v'shalom me'alav kedushat leil Shabbat. God forbid to say that you're taking off the energy of the night of Shabbat. You can keep that. It's great. It's gevald. It's the light of Shabbat. You don't have to take that off. So in the morning, there's nothing to take off. You already brought onto yourself the light of Shabbat Friday. So in the morning, all you need is one dip. V'atvila, azo itvila gvura biyoter sheyesh b'meshech kol ha'shavua. The dip of Saturday morning, of Shabbat morning, is the holiest mikveh you have the whole entire week. V'moshechet al adam et kedushat yom ha'shabbat. It brings down onto the person the sanctity of the day of Shabbat. And then from the tvila, we go into limud, to learning before. התפילה במקווה הוא הכנה לקבל את אור יום השבת. The dipping in the mikveh is the הכנה, is the preparation to receive the lights that are coming down in the tefila, in the light of Shabbat. אמנם אין לאדם להסתפק במועט. You shouldn't just be okay with the little bit that you could do, the little bit of preparation. Okay, I just went to the mikveh, so now the lights will come in. אלא לרצות לזכות יותר ויותר. You want to merit more and more. There, מה טוב? אם יהודי זוכה ללמוד קודם התפילה, it's even better if a Jew can learn before he prays, to have time to learn Torah before he goes to pray. לעורר את מוחו וליבו להשם דברך עוד ועוד. Arouse your heart and your soul and your heart and your brain to Hashem more and more. בלימוד או באמירת תהילים, learning Torah, saying תהילים, בתחנונים ובקשות, to beg Hashem, to beseech Hashem, to ask for Hashem. שיזכה להתבטל לפניו, יתברך בלב אמת. You merit to nullify yourself in front of Hashem with a true heart. Because in the weekdays, it's explained in the holy books, the importance of learning Torah or saying Tehillim before Tefillah. That it lifts up the soul of a person, it arouses him, and it causes him to yearn towards Hashem more. And by way of this, when he stands to pray finally, his soul has already become a vessel to receive the light and the mochin that are coming down, to comprehend more of a revelation of Hashem. And you merit by way of that to a higher ascension, a greater level of recognition, a greater level of emunah, and a more internal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's what the case is during the weekday, even more so that it's beneficial to do this before you go to pray on Shabbat morning. That the light is so powerful, and every single Jew prepares his soul to become a vessel to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this light, this great light that comes down, and he arouses himself before the tefillah to yearn to the revelation, the godly revelation that brings him closer That's how you actually merit to actually get that light, if you prepare towards it. Like it's written, they will find me in the darkness, right? Meaning, already in the dark parts, in the morning when I can't see, I'm already then preparing myself to come into a lighter place. We seek and we beg and we merit, Hashem, I want more. I want to be zochet to more. And even though this ishtokikut, this yearning, this I want more, that belongs to the nighttime, right? The nighttime we learned is bina, is this yearning, is this I desire more. Even though that's the case, the Arizal says in the beginning of the morning, it's a completion of all of the itboninut, all of the contemplation, and all of the ishtokikut, the yearning that you had, and only after that is the asaga, the comprehension of the morning, is from nishmat and on. When you say nishmat kol chai in the morning, on Shabbat morning, only from then does the light of bitul start to get revealed. Up until then, you're still in the mode of nighttime, which is this yearning of more, I want to connect more, I need more of you, Hashem. When you get to nishmat, all of a sudden there's a shinui, it's the light of bitul, you go into the olam abriya, you go into shma Yisrael, then you go into atilut and amida, you're already in a different place, right? Ki bishvil itpalel kiroi, in order to pray properly, you have to prepare for your prayers. Like it says, Techin libam, takshiv oznecha. Prepare their hearts, then Hashem will listen to their ear. He will listen with your ear, with his ear, right? If you prepare your heart, Hashem will be able to listen. This is the biggest foundation that you need to be able to get something out of your prayers, is to prepare towards them. כפי שאדם יתאמץ להכין את ליבו להשם יתברך, כך השם יתברך יאיר לו ויפתח לו את האור האלוקי בתפילה. The more you prepare, the more you're of an opening you're going to get from Hashem. כי התפילה בפרט שבת, prayer specifically on Shabbat, it's not only asking for things, it's not about requests. You don't need so much preparation to ask Hashem for something. You can ask Hashem, תכלס, that's בכלל, that's tefillah d'oraita, right? Tefillah d'oraita is Hashem, I'm lacking something, I need it. That's mamash, that's the basis of your chiyuv tefillah. But the main proper purpose of tefillah is to comprehend Hashem, to understand Hashem on a whole other level, a whole new level, to get closer to Hashem in understanding, to receive this ashra'ah of Or Eloki, a light of Hashem that's coming down upon a person that should strengthen his emunah and his feeling of kirvat Hashem, being close to Hashem. And this light is a matana, it's a gift. Hashem gives every single person in the time of tefillah. And it's called mochin. What is mochin? We hear what is mochin. The gadlut, what is mochin? When do you get mochin? Every time you come to pray, you get a deeper intellect of who is Hashem and who am I standing in front of. That's the point. The point of tefillah is to download more recognition and more knowledge of Hashem. It's not to get what you ask for. That you could do. But even if you don't get the answer, you still got mochin. Right? You don't get the thing you prayed for, you still understand Hashem more. You still came closer to Hashem. You spent another 6 minutes, however long your Amida is, right? Or your hour of Shacharit in the morning, your 30, 40 minutes of Mincha Na'avit at the night. You spent that much more time connecting to Hashem, you have more mochin. That's the outcome. This is a light that comes down from Hashem, that a person merits to it, that illuminates him and makes him very clear to him the reality of Hashem, until he's mamash chayotu, he starts to live Hashem. In order to receive this light, as a gift from up above, then we have to make ourselves fitting to receive the gift. להכשיר את עצמנו, ולעשות פעולות, and we have to do actions, and to become a kli that is ready and wanting to receive. Like Chazal say, in Brachot, צריך לשעות שעה אחת קודם התפילה, כדי לכוון הלב למקום. You have to at least take an hour before your tefillah, they would, right? And if you really think about this, Korbanot and Pesukei Dezimra and all this, it's not an hour, okay, but it's a period of time until you get to the Amidah. The Amidah is the real tefillah. Everything that's coming before that is preparation to get to the Amidah, right? So you have to take time before your Amidah, כדי לכוון הלב למקום, in order to put your heart in the right direction. שיהיה ליבו פונה באשתו כקוט ישר ומכוון אל הבורא, that your heart should be turned with yearning straight, directed to the Creator. כך שאי אפשר להיכנס לתפילה בלי הכנה. So you see from this, it's impossible to really go into tefillah without properly preparing. שהיא הרגשת השתוקקות על השם יתברך. And what is preparing? The most basic form of preparation is feeling a yearning towards Hashem. I'm coming to connect to you, I want to connect to Hashem. That's already preparation. The main aspect of preparation towards tefillah is by way of learning Torah or saying Tehillim. They open up your heart to be able to feel the light of Hashem, to be able to want to connect to Hashem. So what are the ways of achana towards your tefillah? If you ask yourself, how much time do I need to prepare myself? Said their chazal, they would pray, they would prepare an hour, they would pray for an hour and come down for an hour. Right? Three prayers a day. Who knows what they did, right? And how they did it. How much should we be doing? There's no klalim, there's no rule, there's no general rules here. It changes things for every single person. Even within a person, it changes in every single day. Every time, every tefillah could change three times a day. What preparation you need to come to approach Hashem. Because there's a person that needs a lot of preparation, and only by way of preparing themselves does he arouse this yearning that he woke up, he said Birkot HaShachar, he washed his hands, he went to the mikveh, he said Tehillim, he needs all of that to get into it. Right? And that's good. Some people that they don't need as much. It's specifically by way of not preparing so much, they'll have more of a desire to get into it. If this type of person does too much preparation, he's in his own prayer, he's not going to be so focused. He already burnt out before he got to the Amida. And what's the general rule then? Everybody has to prepare. You have to do something. You can't just come in without it. But tzurot ha'achana ena klalim. How you do it? There's no klalim here. There's no rules. You just... There's no, you have to learn this much, you have to say this much Tehillim. Your soul needs to get to a place of dveikut and ishtokikut and bitul to Hashem. You want to cling to Hashem, you want to yearn to be attached to Hashem, and then you need to nullify yourself into Hashem, into Hashem's light. Kol echad lefi inyino, everybody according to where they're at. That's how you become a vessel to receive the light and the intellect, what's called mochin, the closeness to Hashem, the understanding of Hashem that comes down in tefillah. Ta'amu uru ki tov Hashem. Come taste and see how good Hashem is. Ki mamash chayim chadashim efshar litom beze. You can taste brand new life by way of preparing yourself and coming to tefillah with this approach. And there's a long footnote here. I don't know if you guys want to go into it. It's a three-page footnote. But it's pretty much, that's what it is. So let's just finish the chapter, we'll come back to it. Pnimut Torah, the inner aspects of the Torah, and this will connect us Bezat Hashem to Rabbi Meir Balanes, to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai,
Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai,
Nachon, all these holy tzaddikim that are our holy neighbors right here in this beautiful area of Eretz Yisrael, the Galil Elyon. The morning of Shabbat before the tefillah is a very auspicious time to learn the secrets and the inner aspects of the Torah. Ki az ha'olam va'nefesh mizuchachim me'od. The world and the being that you are very pure at that moment of the morning of Shabbat. You can merit to actually very much feel the light. In a way that feeling of this, the light of Rabbi Shimon, the light of the Torah, Kedusha, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being revealed by way of the pages, that can take you to a point where you're on a brand new level. You've been elevated so much, you're on mamash, on a brand new wavelength. Therefore, it's very beneficial to be busy with the learning of the Zohar Kadosh in the morning of Shabbat. At least in the revealed part of it. Two-thirds, people don't know this, two-thirds of the Zohar Kadosh is the Midrash of Rabbi Shimon. It's very deep, but it's Midrash, like you have Sifri, like you have Tanchuma, like you have Midrash Rabba, you have Zohar. Two-thirds of the Zohar is Nigle, is the revealed Torah. It's not Sodot. It's Rabbi Shimon Sodot, but it's not Sodot the Kabbalah that we talk about. One third, Sifra Tzniuta and other books that we were talking about earlier, there you're already dealing with completely concealed, right? Deepest secrets. At least you should be touching the Midrash side of the Zohar. Also, too, with other books of Pnimiut and other books of awe that can bring you to more consciousness of Hashem, or saying Tehillim. Ashrei mi shezocheh lashkim kum. Fortunate is he who is able to get up early. Ve'la'ir et nafsho b'limud haTorah kedusha kodem haTefillah. And to illuminate his soul with the light of Torah before he comes to pray. Up until then was the limud inside, the chelek, the chokhmah of the limud, And now we'll tap into this footnote about learning.
The other books of Zohar and the other third?
Tikkuni HaZohar, or what? Tikkuni HaZohar, the Sifra Tzniuta, the Idrot. But a lot of things, you open the Zohar and it's talking, who is Noach, who is Shem? The other day I opened, here you go, you asked so you get it. The other day I opened, last thing I opened, I read in the Zohar. Well, Noach had three sons, right? Shem, Cham, and Yefet. Shem is the Neshama. Cham is the Yetzara that heats up your body and your soul to do negativity. And Yefet is the beautiful, the Yetzara Tov that brings you to Torah and Kedusha. That's not crazy Kabbalah. That's Midrash. That's completely Midrash. That's the same style as every other Midrash. Right? So, that's not Kabbalah. Right? So, all of that, which is majority of the Zohar Kadosh, isn't exactly in that style. Tov.
Anything can be Kabbalah. No?
Kabbalah, Milashon, we received it from previous generations, right?
Pirkei Avot is the realest Kabbalah.
Nachon, Pirkei Avot is the deepest Kabbalah possible, right? But when we're learning Kabbalah and Niglis, Sodot and Nigle, then that's not considered a Nistar Torah. That's not considered a hidden Torah. It's on the revealed side. It's on the side of revealed Torah. So, and the idea that we want to become... that we want to be able to taste Hashem, to see and to taste Hashem so that we can mamash live a brand new life. Let's see here what he says. We'll try to do it fast. If you ask, how could you say Torah is preparation to tefillah? And it's by way of the Torah that you get the ichut, the quality of the tefillah. Learning of Torah is higher than everything. How could it be that the Torah is preparation for the tefillah, and without proper Torah you can't get something out of tefillah when tefillah is less than Torah? We see this already from Rashi. Rashi writes in Yoma that the whole entire Torah is a preparation for Ira. What is Torah coming to do? To prepare you to see God, to have fear of Hashem. Torah is what allows you to come to a higher level of Ira. A higher level of God consciousness. It's a level of bitul that comes out of a recognition of the reality of the greatness of Hashem. And this ira is ira nalet. It's a higher level of ira that is only achieved by way of a lot of dealing of Torah, a lot of learning of Torah, and that's called tefillah. That level of ira is called tefillah. Again, we say tefillah in English is what? Wrong. It's right, but that's what we say in English. But what is tefillah? No. What do you call the things you crap on your arms? Tefillin. What do you do with them? Tefillin and tefillah is the same thing? Yes, it's the exact same word. Yes. To connect, to attach. Litpalel means to attach myself to Hashem. That's the true Hebrew, the Shona Kodesh meaning of it. Litpalel. Like tefillin, that I wrap them around my arm, right?
It's just two, that's why it's tefillin.
What?
It's just two, that's why it's called tefillin. One is called tefillah, you know.
It doesn't mean prayer, because prayer is also a better
prayer. Prayer is not...
The world. Prayer doesn't mean...
Prayer doesn't mean that. Prayer means, Hashem, I need water, can I have water?
No, it doesn't. Prayer
no, in prayer. English, in English.
Even in English, prayer could mean like singing.
Not could. Look up the definition. Look, it's not connection to Hashem. Bevadai that when you look up the Oxford Dictionary, under the word prayer, it's not going to say deeply connecting yourself to the Creator of the world. For sure, that's not the definition there, right? So there's two types of ira. There's iratata, there's lower level of ira, and there is, which is called irata onish, that I'm afraid of the consequences that are going to come out of my actions, right? And this is in a higher level. There is irat achet. I'm scared to do sins. I don't want to do sins. That's still a level of I'm scared to do this thing because of what's going to happen. But a higher level of scared to do what's going to happen to me is that I don't want to do a sin against Hashem. V'yesh ira ilah, and there's a higher level of ira, which is ira mimitziut Hashem Yitzbach, that I have awe of Hashem. I know who Hashem is, and that brings me to bitu. That brings me to complete bitu. And the order is that the Torah is above ira tata'a. Torah is higher than I'm afraid of the sin, I'm afraid of getting punished. But it is a preparation to getting to a level of respect and consciousness of Hashem. Prayer, a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God or an object of worship. It's a request. Prayer is to say, Hashem, I need this. Which is a lofty thing, but that's not tefillah.
And they add in the Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, and they add in the Avodah Zarah too, according to Oxford. So, Ira Ila'a, this higher level of Ira, Torah has to prepare you to that. That's Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Ira Tata'a is Nefesh. Torah is Ruach. And the Neshama is Ira Ila'a. Shia Sagat Bitu, which is the comprehension of Bitu. And it goes on for another three pages, but let's stop here for now. B'zat Hashem Yitbarach. May this teaching bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May it mamash open up our desire to connect to Hashem and the ability to nullify ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To stop being someone, to be some of the one. And to be a tool. To mamash be a tool for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To have bitul to Hashem. And all of these lights that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Rabbi Meir Bar Anes, that we can sit here and look at the lights. People in the world that can't ever have this view. How many people have stepped in this view in the history of the world? Not many. So, Bezat Hashem Yitbarach, may all of this bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and help us mamash to become the best that we can be. And to know that preparation is a big, big, big principle. If you really want something, you would prepare for it. Right? That's like when we learned about Friday, taking a nap on Friday afternoon. So that you have energy to get through your meal. So that you're not tired in your meal. That's a mitzvah. It's mamash a mitzvah to take a nap. If you're going to be tired Friday night because you were busy all day Friday, or you're tired from your week, it's a mitzvah to go to sleep on Friday during the day so that you have the energy to get through your meal. That's preparation, right? But the beginning of preparation is just yearning. Just, I want it. I need it. I want to connect to Hashem on a deeper level. If you can start from there, slowly but surely, you have more in actions. And the highest way to do that is by saying Torah, or saying Tefillah, or saying Tehillim, which will open your heart to want more and to do more. Bezat Hashem, may this be for all of the tzaddikim, a big ilui neshama, and a big help for all of the chayalim kedoshim.
Amen.
There's a lot of crazy things going on right now. And Amash, may we only have good things coming out of all of them. And Hashavat HaChatufim, Achlamat HaPtsuim, and שיחצית כן ובמהרה בימינו וזאת השם.
אמן!